The word blood could be used to describe, well, of course, a gruesome scene, a horror film, or book that scares you. It can also be used as a term which unites people. For example, blood brother comes to mind. Now, it comes to simple survival. Blood is a must, obviously, and at this time of year, therein lies a challenge. Due to winter weather, of course, the just recently passed Christmas season, blood donations in our area dropped big time, and this created a danger situation for hospitals who need to rely on adequate blood supplies for their many patients, both planned and emergency cases. Here to discuss the serious level of this need, along with the easy way that you can play an important role in answering and how to find where you can do that as well, as Executive Director of Donor Marketing for the New York Blood Center. We say good morning to Harvey Schaffler. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
And let me give you this website, because this is one of the important tools that you will need to help alleviate this challenge, nybloodcenter.org. It's nybloodcenter.org. And before we get into how to find donations, how to utilize the information, the tools on the website, Harvey, just how serious is the blood situation in the New Jersey, New York region?
Well, quite serious at this point. We've been pelted with a number of snowstorms back-to-back. We've had at least a couple of days consecutive where we had no blood collections because blood drives were canceled. People couldn't make it out to our donor centers. Our staff couldn't even get out to serve the public. So when you have a gap like that in the pipeline of life-saving blood, then that creates a serious problem.
And as far as blood needs, how heavy of a need is the region just on a normal daily basis?
Every day in the greater New York area, we need about 2,000 pints of blood. That's 2,000 people a step forward, and only human beings can do so, volunteer blood donors. We can eat into our inventory a bit, but blood is perishable, so it's not like we can just store it up in the good times and, wait for a snowy day to burn it off. Blood donors are needed every day.
Bring that to a little more detail, too, as far as blood has a shelf life, too, because I believe a lot of people don't realize that. They feel, I drove by that blood center bus that was in the ShopRite parking lot and saw a good line of people. Oh, they'll be set for a while now.
No, I wish it were that simple. That pint of blood that you may have donated a year ago is not sitting on the shelf with your name on it. It's long gone. Blood has a 42-day shelf life. And platelets, which is the component of blood that's needed for clotting, has just a 5-day shelf life. So it's quite a challenge, really, to make sure we keep that wheel turning, and donors really have to be present every day. Otherwise, we run into the risk of not being able to provide blood to area hospitals.
Harvey Schaffler, who is the Executive Director of Donor Marketing for the New York Blood Center, nybloodcenter.org on the web. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And talk about the difference, too, between donating whole blood and platelets. What's the donation process, time-wise? What does someone have to, physical requirements, age requirements, things like that?
Okay, the requirements for both are comparable. Age 16, really no upper limit. If you're over 76, you just need a physician's note. You need to be 110 pounds and be in general good health. Whole blood is where we extract with a single needle. We take one pint of blood, approximately one pint of blood, that blood is then processed in our laboratory into different blood components. When a person donates platelets, in that donation process, we first use technology to extract in real time, while the donor is there, extract just the platelets and actually return back to the donor his plasma, his red blood cells, and even some saline, so that when the donor leaves, they've got the same amount of volume circulating, blood volume, but what they've left behind are just platelets. And again, platelets are needed for clotting, chemotherapy patients, particularly after treatments might require transfusions of platelets, accident victims certainly, and they only have a 5-day shelf life.
And between the two, whole blood and platelets, is there a more serious need of one or the other, or is the need equally serious right now?
Equally serious. We actually have a certain cadre of donors, a much smaller cadre of donors that donate platelets. It's a longer process, you asked earlier. That would require roughly an hour and a half or so, literally tethered to the needle, provide one or more transfusible units of platelets. When you donate whole blood, the actual needle, the draw of blood is approximately 10 minutes or less.
And, of course, you know, that when people hear a need, there's always those who want to answer the call and even go above and beyond the call, whatever the case may be. What are the limitations as far as blood donation frequency?
Well, when you're donating whole blood, you can do so every 56 days. Platelets, actually, you can do more frequently as every week, up to 24 times each year. And so while the process takes longer, you can donate more frequently because the body restores platelets more quickly than it restores red blood cells.
Now, I mentioned the website, nybloodcenter.org, because when you go to the homepage in the upper right-hand corner, you'll find a donation location. You put in your zip code or your specific town name or state, and it'll take you to a search result page. And our studios are in Franklin, New Jersey, so I put in the zip code 07416, and I set it for a 15-mile radius from today through the default for a two-month period. And what I came up with was about two pages of results, and and it has details too, red cell, whole blood, platelet donation specific, and it's really easy to find thanks to your website, Harvey. The places where anyone can go anywhere in the county, the state, if you're listening on the stream, anywhere in the country to find a donation site near their location and something that's, as far as time and day, convenient to their schedule.
Yeah, let's just hope that the weather holds out and allows those events to proceed and for donors to get to them.
And the nice thing, too, is they're not, it's all, most of these events I'm looking at, too, there's 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's a noon to 6, there's a 9 till 3. These are long events where, again, people don't have to rush and get there within an hour time window. They have pretty much all day, weekdays and weekends to help out the cause.
That's right, Chris. And let me mention, really, we're grateful, really, to the sponsors, the organizations that sponsor these blood drives for their members or for their employees and for the general public as well to attend. So it's really, as you said earlier, it's the community helping each other, and we are effectively blood brothers. There's no other source for blood donations.
Yeah, Harvey mentioned the variety. I'm looking at churches, organizations like Moose Lodge Halls, private businesses, the Tractor Supply Company in Sussex, firehouses, schools. It really does run the gambit, which I guess shows, Harvey, that any location basically could become a blood donation event location. How does someone go about saying, hey, we got the space and we'd like to help?
Just give us a call at 1-800-933-BLOOD and tell us, we'll ask where you're at, what's the name of the organization, contact person, and then we'll have somebody reach out to you and take a deeper dive to help you set up a blood drive in your community. So we always welcome that kind of support. It's certainly necessary, and it's a wonderful activity as well for many organizations to kind of help the members see each other, get together, and do something that's very needed and a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you said the word fun, because I've seen donations around the end of October, for example, during the month for Halloween, obviously, and they'll have the people doing the donations. Now, this might sound grim to some people, but it's fun and funny. Dress up like Dracula.
That's right. We have a good sense of humor, and our donors do as well. So we try to make it as pleasant an experience as possible, and it is. I mean, these are healthy volunteer blood donors who are essentially lending an hour of their time to donate blood. And what else can you do in 1 hour that can save a life?
And here's a little perk, too, for you as a prospective donor, or hopefully a current donor. You get a little mini health exam when you go for a blood donation.
You do. We check your blood pressure, your pulse, your temperature. Most often, things are fine. Once in a while, you know, we trip across something that might be of significance to your health, so there is that benefit that we could find something. And but once you're done donating, you get the other great benefit, which is our delicious cookies, juice, and other refreshments.
And the fact and the knowledge that you're making a positive contribution for, you never know where the need arises. It might be that pint of blood might help someone in your life, in your family, in your friendships. It's just one of those things that you're providing a security blanket for the medical professionals to have the tools they need to make sure their job gets done as well. It all starts at nybloodcenter.org. That's the website for the New York Blood Center, which also covers New Jersey, obviously. And you find the search engine in the upper right-hand corner. Find the blood donation event near you and become part of it, as well as find out more information about becoming a blood donation location. Again, that's nybloodcenter.org. And from the New York Blood Center, we've been joined by their Executive Director of Donor Marketing, Harvey Schaffler. Harvey, thanks so much for cluing us into what this is all about. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.